लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk.
Okay, let's say it in my words. No, normally would you say that was Mandarin, you know, and then normally.I'm saying hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Today, I have an actor, and as you heard, he is so multiculti, from Argentina, Italian passport, Irish name, and he speaks fluent Mandarin. So I don't know where this episode will go. It will be a surprise for all of us, but I'm very happy to have him. I'm saying hello to Brian O'Shea. No, what was it? O'Shea?
O'Shea.
Yeah. O'Shea. Okay. Yeah. Brian O'Shea. Hello and welcome. What a curious start, to be honest. But I love
Thank it. Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
And a short explanation because of the thumbnail. The buddy in your picture is not a long-lost roommate you found somewhere in the closet. It's
it's my neighbor.
It's your neighbor.
Not my roommate, my neighbor. Yeah. We had a huge fight.Like 10 years ago.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, they're still looking for him.
Yeah. That's fine. Brian, hello and welcome. I love this episode already. To be honest, after the last show I saw with you in Game of Choice, I never thought that you could be so friendly and nice. I was a bit surprised. No, that was, the last show I saw with you.And I was a bit shocked, like I was also about Felix, how evil you can be. I always had some great impressions from you. And then I watched this and I was so, holy moly, what happened? But I loved that, to be honest. So let's go back to the start. When did you enter the vertical space and how did you get into it?
That would be last year. I kind of...waited a little bit before jumping in the vertical space. So I started in 2025. And yeah, it was more like, I think like a lot of us were like not quite sure about the space in the beginning, coming from like a more traditional industry. And it was like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that. It doesn't look
serious.
Some of them, it doesn't look serious. It doesn't look, you know, and so...I think a lot of us kind of, it got to a point in which it was like, well, it's either I do them or I get a job. And so we end up doing it and realizing, oh, wow, this is so much fun. This is incredible. This is, I don't understand why I was so snobby about it for so long. And I think it was great. And I should have started earlier.
When did you hear the first time about this vertical stuff?
Probably when they started, I would say...What, 2022, kind of.
Have you watched a vertical before you entered the space? Did you know what that was all about? About CEOs, werewolves, billionaires, whatever?
Yes. I've never seen a whole one before I did them. I've only seen snippets and just like whatever they show you for free because I was like, I'm not going to pay for that.
Yeah. Everyone was that, but you didn't get weak and hit the paywall once?
Well, before I did them, no. Because I was like, I was, again, I was just a little snobby. I was like, I this is beneath me kind of thing. And it was so stupid. Looking back, I know. It's so stupid. But I think it's important for us to accept and kind of take accountability for our decisions. And it was a mistake. I look back into it and I'm like, I should have started way earlier because I would be in a much better position right now within the vertical space. But it's a mistake I made and now I acknowledge
lessons
it.
Lessons learned.
Yes. But yeah, now I've paid for several verticals.
Okay. Question. What verticals do you like? What genre or what storylines? The classic one with the long lost heiress, or the classic one with the kind of Cinderella story that someone.
I'm a sucker for unusual stuff. Like, I don't like formulaic things. And so, you know, the vertical space, a lot of it, and I'm not saying all of them because obviously I've worked in many. I work with many platforms, production companies that do a really good job at keeping the craft and keeping it artistic and still having a vision and not making it just a business, which a lot of these verticals can fall into. And so I love when you can tell that there's someone's vision. It's not just a copy-paste script translated, written by AI. And it's kind of like genderless for me. I like a good script regardless of what the gender is. I do like watching action stuff, like, for example, Game of Choice, as we mentioned it before. I do think that we still need to figure out how to do action in a vertical.
I would see in some, like, Fast and the Furious one.
Oh, Cars? Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of Cars and Fast
Me
and Furious.
Me neither, but Fast and the Furious was the only one I really liked. I don't know why.
But I wonder how it would work when it's shot vertically. You would because cars are obviously have a horizontal shape. So you would. I feel like we still need to learn how to, especially the camera operators, how to like capture things that show better horizontally with a vertical format. Like action scenes, I think they all need to be handheld.
Yeah, but to be honest, there have been lately a few verticals which were shot in both way.
Sure.
You can watch, although horizontal. So I think
that would be a good
be a problem.
Yeah, that would be a good solution for that.
Yeah. I
want to see more comedies.
Who don't want to see more comedies? I'm craving also for a parody of making a vertical.
Oh, there is one in the makings.
You know, there is so much ridiculous stuff in making a vertical where you can make so great a parody about it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, have you seen the show The Studio?
No, who told me lately about that?
So good. So good. It's on Apple TV, and it's essentially about a studio that makes movies.
Was it Evan Camacho? I think it was Evan Camacho who told me about it.
Oh, nice. And I feel like if they were to do something like that with verticals, it would be amazing because you see a lot of behind the scenes stuff and it's not about the movies themselves, but it's about the people behind the movies. And it's hilarious. The thing is, in order to do a script like that, somebody would have to sit down and write it. And comedy needs time. You need to have
and
inspiration.
And comedy needs a Western author. It doesn't work. In my opinion, just for information, I spoke to a post-production team from Vietnam. And one of them told me that she is always kind of look up into the Chinese vertical market, which stories or went well and so on. And she told me that in China, they lately produced a lot of comedy verticals. So really comedy. But I think a comedy is kind of hard to translate.
It's cultural.
That it works exactly.
You can't just translate.
Markets.
Yeah.
So I think
it's
needed.
You wouldn't even just say Western. I think it would depend on every country. Like every country would have to write their own for it to have maximum impact.
Yeah. And then it's a question, do you want to have like a sitcom comedy, or do you want to have like a more with sarcastic one, or what type do you think will fit for vertical?
I think both. I mean, I think it's the same with like horizontals, you know, they both work. We have sitcoms, we have mockumentaries, we have like things like The Studio. I think they would all work in their own way. But
You know
as
what
we
I
both.
would love to see? It would be two birds with one stone. Did you ever see the movie Men in Tights?
Men in Tights.
Yeah. It was a comedy out of a Robin Hood. And it was so funny. It was all about the Robin Hood story. So time capsule one, and then totally as a comedy. It was, you have to watch it. It's so funny. It's so funny. Yeah, they're
Is
making.
it like Monty Python kind of style?
Yeah, a bit.
Okay.
And they are making fun out of that the men at this time were only tights, you know. And so that's really funny. And that would also work in a vertical, I think.
I honestly, yeah, I think, as I was about to say, I think this industry is very data driven. And so the people that put the money on, they don't really like to take risks. And so we would have to kind of A/B test it. And whenever something works, then we'll see a lot of that.
Yeah, I hope that the pirate ones will now.
The pirates? Yeah, I would love to be in a pirate one.
I'm not sure if big platforms would fit for this type of genre yet.
That's true. Yeah, so, until it's like safe in a popular genre, they're probably not going to take the risk.
No, so I'm very, very curious about the My Drama Pirate one with Nick, because the BTS I saw looked really
Looks
good.
thin.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. I also spoke for the podcast with Amy Kazatsa. She did the whole costume and stuff like that. So she did that a bunch. So it was so interesting because I asked Nick if there is a chance that there is a vertical no banquet scene. And he said, yeah, I can assure you in this private one is no banquet scene. So check. That's good.
That's awesome.
For the first.
Yeah, thing. We're kind of tired of the banquet scenes.
Yeah, a lot of people, not you only as actors, are tired of it. The audience is also tired of it. So I don't understand actually why they are still producing it. But yeah, you know.
Well, I mean, and one thing is what people say. The other one is what the data shows.
I'm a study business informatics. I can tell you how easy peasy this data can be manipulated.
Okay, but like,
oh,
why
I
do you
didn't
think
say
it
that
would?
loud.
Why do you think they would manipulate it though? What would be the purpose? If they want to make maximum profit, because that's what they want. If they want to make maximum profit, they just want whatever people are responding well to.
You know, the thing is, for example, with ReelShort. ReelShort does a lot of advertisings on Facebook, TikTok, wherever. And every time you even click on an ad, not watching the show, just clicking on it, even to close it, it's counted as a view. And that's how I got into verticals in 2023. ReelShort has a really great marketing team, because every fan I spoke to and asked them, how did you get into a vertical? It was always a ReelShort ad every time. So they bunch a lot of advertisings. They do really a lot of advertising. And as you know, I think it's the same for you on Instagram. If you ever clicked once on any ad, you always get shown more ads in this category.
Sure.
And it works the same.
Right. But I'm sure it's not just views that they look at when deciding what verticals do well. Like, I'm sure there's like people that pay for it. That's the most important. Like,
yeah.
The amount of money the show makes is probably the most important. And if the ones with banquets make more money, then they're going to keep doing banquets. I'm sure there's a reason they keep doing it. I'm sure like a lot of people, even if they don't like it, they're consuming it.
You know, and then have you ever done a vertical with a real long banquet scene?
Yeah.
How many episodes did the banquet scene?
Like I've done the last vertical I did, I only had two costume changes because it was like a 70-page banquet scene.
That's so silly. So it will come out in the end with, let's say, 65 episodes and 50
Probably.
Of it are the banquet
Probably.
Scene?
Probably. Yeah.
Oh, holy crap.
5 days in that banquet scene, and it was just a continuation, and it was like, we're fighting, and then it's like, you're not this person you claim
yeah.
you are.
He's a
and
fraud.
Then her dad comes in, it's like, actually, she is, and we're like, oh no, Mr. Blah, 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 he's your daughter? I'm sorry. And then someone else comes, and then he leaves, and then someone else comes in and goes like, that's not his daughter.
He's a paid actor.
And then they keep coming in and like, from both sides being like, yes, she is. No, she's not. Yes, she's. And people are fighting in the middle. And like, no, it's insane.
Okay, so insane. Please tell me that you did take this job just because you needed the money. And not because
Probably.
You like the story. Please.
Likely, yes. Yeah, I mean, you know, money is great. We love money.
Yeah, everyone has to pay the bills. But if you would tell me now, Michaela, listen, I took this job because I really adored this storyline, then I'm a bit confused, to be honest.
Listen, I'm going to keep that. I'm not going to answer that because, you know, the client might be watching. But at the same time, I do have some deal breakers. Like, for example, I no longer do rape scenes.
Yeah,
I don't like that. Or like roofing. That I just, whenever I see that in the script, I'm like, I'm out, not interested.
That's good.
Yeah.
What type of storylines or things in the script attracts you to do it?
Action.
Do you own stunts?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a martial artist, so.
What's a martial artist? Sorry for
asking. I do martial arts. I do kickboxing, Muay Thai, weapons, Kali sticks, swords.
Okay, so a pirate one would really great for you, huh?
Right.
With sword fighting and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, or like what I want to do, and I've been pitching this for so long, is like a vigilante vertical.
What's a vigilante vertical?
Vigilante is somebody that fights crime by his own hand. That is like, for example, I am a billionaire CEO and I don't believe that the police are doing a good job. So at night I put on a mask and I fight criminals.
Like Batman?
Batman. Like Batman. Ooh. Without the bat.
Brian,
I feel like that would be so sick.
Brian the vertical Batman, huh?
You know? I think that would be awesome.
I got it.
And it doesn't need to be stupid, like, you know, like a bat and puts on a bat mask.
Yeah.
It could just be like Daredevil. You know Daredevil?
Yeah, I know.
So Daredevil, he, in the beginning, after he puts on the stupid helmet, but in the beginning, he was just covering his face with like a little, like a handkerchief, and like he was fighting with sticks. And so that's the kind of stuff that I want to do.
What about kind of ninja?
Yeah. Ninja would be sick. But not like Naruto ninja. Kind of like real ninja. Like
yeah.
In the
as I thought, because of your sword fighting and whatever.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
If you would be the vertical Batman, who should be your Robin?
Ooh. Who would be my Robin? I mean, look.
A female Robin, maybe?
Female Robin, well, that'd be great.
You know, more powerful woman in verticals. Yay.
Yeah. And listen, I'm going to say this. This is going to be self-deprecating, but I am probably one of the shortest vertical actors in the industry. And so I feel like if I'm Batman, Robin needs to be shorter than me. So a girl would definitely help a lot in that sense.
Huh. How tall are you in centimeters?
I'm 5'10".
5'10", that's the same like I am. That's not so tall.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like one of the shortest.
No, that's not so short for me, isn't it?
No, it's not short. I'm not a short person, but in the vertical space, everyone is so tall that I am one of the shortest.
With 5'10", you are one of the shortest? Really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh.
Oh
Okay,
yeah.
I
Whenever
just
I
saw
meet
the
like
screening
Eric.
from Love and Blood and was shocked how tall Felix is
Felix is a giant, a behemoth of a man. Whenever I'm like with him, I'm like, yo, what's up, brother? Like Eric as well, Noah Fernley, they're all insanely tall.
Cayman in
I've
Cardiff is
never met him,
also,
but yes, he
I think
looks
he's
massive.
6'2" or stuff like that.
Yeah, I hate that.
Eric also? I thought
Eric
that
is tall.
Eric,
He is tall,
really?
motherfucker. Yeah.
Oh, I thought
Yeah,
he's
all these
also
dudes
that
are
skinny.
tall. I think Nick is probably more similar to my height. I think he's probably.
I thought Eric would be smaller than 5'10". No.
No.
Okay.
No, Eric is probably over 6 foot. Or 6 foot.
When I spoke to him, he said, you know.
What did he say?
When I did the recording with Eric, you know, we were both sitting, so
Oh, he sat. Okay,
he
yes.
said, yeah.
No, he tall.
Huh.
We're talking about Eric Guillemette, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he tall. He a tall. He a
I
tall
thought
dude.
he's
And
also.
a lot of the girls in verticals are also tall. So I don't know. We need to find my Robin. We need to find my Robin.
Maybe the one I'm thinking about is Kaylin Peluso because she told me when she shot with Casey Esso, she always needed an Apple box to stand on.
Okay, I don't know her, so I would have to look her up. But it would also have to be somebody that has a martial arts training. Because Robin,
Be a
especially
problem.
Robin is like an acrobat. Robin, the OG Robin.
Yeah.
But again, we're not doing Batman vertical, so it could be anything really. But they n should know how to fight and
But
have a
it would
certain
be
level of.
great to have a partner. It doesn't matter if you're doing a Batman one or whatever.
So what I was thinking is the following. So
Okay.
billionaire CEO, you see him, he's working at the company, he's like cold and whatever. And then at night he puts on a mask, goes fights crime, and then he sees another girl fighting crime as well, just like him. And he's like, oh my God. And they have this moment which is like really hot and steamy, and they make out with masks on, like they can't see who the other person is, but they're super attracted to each other. And then you see that during the day, when he's the billionaire CEO, he has like a rival family that also has a very powerful company. And there's this other woman that they hate each other in real life. And turns out she's the vigilante. So they hate each other during the day in their real lives, but when they're vigilantes, they're super attracted to each other. And they don't know they are the other person.
That sounds so good,
That's
Brian.
good, right? Thank you.
Ah,
Thank you.
that's really good.
Yeah.
Have you written that down, all that stuff?
No, I haven't. I don't, because it
Now
would,
you
I.
pitched here a $1 million idea, and maybe it gets stolen, and then.
Hey, listen, I tell everyone, just cast me. If someone else is gonna write it, get the money, cast me for it. That's all I want.
No, you know, my plan is it to win the European lottery. It's
Okay.
roundabout. Every time 80, 90 million euros.
And you start making verticals.
Then I can
Okay.
make my own verticals.
Deal. If you win the European lottery, you fund the vigilante vertical.
Yeah, then I will fund your vertical as well because I told Nick already. I promised Nick. Nick told me he wants to play the next time so badly a detective.
Ah,
And then
he did mention that a couple of times.
when I recorded with Kirby Elwood, Kirby told me that she wants to shoot in Europe so badly.
Nice.
And she wants to have also criminal ones. And I said, yeah, okay, now I have an idea. We will shoot a serial one with six parts, one in Lithuania, one in Istanbul, one in Turkey, one in Germany, one in Italy. And what did I forget? One in Scotland, in the Highlands. And the
Nice.
leads are always the same, two detectives. And in every country, they have to solve a criminal case.
Okay.
And my dog gets also a role as the detective sniffing dog, you know? Pets are always good, attract always
Yeah,
people.
yeah.
And I will fund this criminal serial one
Amazing.
because Candy Jar is based in Germany, in Berlin.
Wow.
And
Okay.
they are more willing to take kind of new storylines and risks.
Love
Then I
that.
will pitch it to them. You know, I did some acting stuff here in Germany also. And I know a few production companies, and I know now a few vertical directors, actors, actresses, script supervisor. I already spoke with, yeah, because of this podcast, I really know a total cast I need for this to
That's
get it
amazing.
done. So
That's great.
I will fund your vertical as well.
Amazing.
Where
Listen, I
you
have
want to
another
shoot
idea.
it? Oh,
Since we're here and you have 80
okay.
million euros,
Shall I write note?
I have another idea, and this
Okay.
is only to showcase my skills with languages, but I want to be a some sort of spy, like a James Bond kind of thing, but I get to show off all my languages. I speak Italian, Spanish, English, Mandarin, and Japanese, and I'm learning French as well. So I can just start like putting a bunch of like
What about
sentences
German,
here and there.
Brian? What about German?
Ich spreche kein Deutsch. That's
Yeah.
all I know how to say.
Okay.
Oh, and also unsere Katze spielt. I learned that from Duolingo. And ich gebe dir nicht meinen schwarzen Stein.
Deinen schwarzen Stein? What?
Yeah.
Why that?
Listen, I don't know.
I thought you lived in Berlin.
I did.
How long?
6 months.
And you didn't only get these stupid sentences out
Listen, it was a time, okay? I tried.
Okay, but I see mostly of your language are from Europe, so we have to shoot it in Europe, your spy one.
Not necessarily, because it could just be like phone calls, you know what I mean? Like it starts and I'm speaking Italian in the phone and people are like, oh, this is an Italian man, and suddenly he turns around and speaks perfect Mandarin to someone else and say, whoa, like, you know, who the fuck is this guy? And like infiltrates the cartel speaking Spanish and like then suddenly gets like rescued by the FBI and speaks American English to them. It's like, whoa, who the fuck is this guy? Kind of thing.
So how, what kind of set is needed then? Not the
Listen, I
holy
don't.
crap, typical five time needed used billion mansions in LA.
Definitely not. No, it would be more like warehouses, I feel. Like it would be a spy that infiltrates all the mafia. Because, like, all of the languages
Mafia,
I
then you have
speak
to do it in
have big
Italy.
mafias. No,
Then you
but like
have to.
Italian mafia. Chinese triads, Japanese yakuza, what else? The Mexican cartel. Like all the languages I speak have have a big mafia
Do you speak it
group.
because of the mafia group in
Hey,
this
listen,
language?
we don't sh
Oh,
who
okay. Was just
the last
curious.
person that spoke about it ended up
Your neighbor. Your
just
neighbor
saying.
knew too much or what? Okay. Have you
That's all we're
ever
gonna say about that.
played in a mafia vertical?
Yes, but it never came out. I did it like a year ago. It something happened with the platform. I don't want to name names, but the platform merged with another platform, and that project stayed in some sort of limbo, legal limbo, and now it just doesn't really belong to anyone, or it belongs to two people, and
Oh,
so
okay.
the rights are in conflict.
So
But it
you
was so cool.
technically dicked one and practically not.
Exactly. Yeah.
Ha, shit. How many
But it was
verticals have
so
you done
cool.
so far?
I don't know, like 30.
Roundabout. 30?
Yeah.
And you started last year?
Yeah. I did
So
them
you.
nonstop last year.
I was just saying, you're
Yeah.
kind of vertical holic.
Well, I
Have
mean,
you?
yeah.
Have you?
Again, I like money.
Who does not like money?
Hey, you know, some people. I'm sure there's someone out there that doesn't like money, but we love money. Money's good.
Have you shot every vertical in the US?
Yes. I've been offered a bunch outside in Turkey, China,
And
Ukraine.
you declined the Turkey one?
Yes. Yeah, because I'm applying for my green card and I cannot leave the country.
Shit. Because the Turkish produced are mostly the best.
I know. I know. And I
Kebab,
love
please.
Turkey. Turkey is awesome. Istanbul is one of my favorite cities in the world.
And drama pops, I'm sure it would have been for drama pops because all the Istanbul produced one are ending up on drama pops.
Drama pops?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Drama pops is the platform where all the Istanbul and Lithuanian produced verticals drop.
Okay.
And I can tell you the quality of their verticals are always so good.
Hell
Great
yeah.
post-production, great sound, great lighting, great coloring. Everything is so fucking good on these verticals. Even the storylines, they are not so full of the classical vertical trope shit.
I love that.
And as I said, most of the Istanbul, no, every of the Istanbul produced once end up on Drama Pops.
Okay,
And
I'll check it
that's
out.
one of the most loved platforms at the audience.
Wow.
I can tell you that because I'm doing with the big review ladies every month a monthly recap episode for the podcast where we talk about the latest upcoming verticals and we name everyone. So we are six ladies, and we name every time the actor of the month, the actress of the month, side role of the month, app of the month, crap of the month, which vertical was so disappointing, and mostly of the time, the app of the month is Drama Pops or Candy Jar. These
Okay.
two are in quality, everything so good. Yeah, so
Cool, I'll have to check it out.
how long do you think will it take that you cannot go outside of the US for
It's
three
hard to
months?
say because things have been weird here, immigration wise. So
So,
probably within this year, hopefully.
okay. So although you have an Italian passport, you are not able to go out for, let's say, vacation or stuff like that?
No, because once you apply for the green card, you need to stay here because then once I come back, it's like I would be coming back with my O1 visa, which is I have currently. And so then that would cancel out the application for the green card, and it's very
Okay.
expensive. So I mean, it's not that it's a deal break. It's just it would be very stupid of me to leave and then come back. It
Okay,
would.
so fingers crossed
Thank
that
you.
this
Yeah.
will
Yeah, I can't
happen.
wait to travel and go film in China
Yeah,
and like
China,
Istanbul.
and as I said, Europe is blowing up so big recently for shooting locations.
My dad was telling me they are starting to film in Argentina as well, which is very interesting.
I saw lately the first casting calls for Germany.
Wow. Yeah, one of my friends was filming in Germany recently.
A vertical? Yeah, because the very first casting calls were only for German influencers with a big range and under 30,
Oh,
German
wow.
speaking. And it was one from one of the production company I worked with, and I sent them an email and said, "Listen, are you so stupid? You want to start it in that way? That will never work for the vertical market. You need to get vertical experienced actors to do it in the right way, and maybe vertical experienced directors to use Germany for the first ones only as shooting locations, so that the whole because." As you said before, it was in yourself. Here in Germany, it's right. We don't trust that this is gonna be big. You know what I mean? We are still at the beginning and underestimating this market, so
Yeah, I think it's gonna take a little little time for some places, for some countries.
And you know, the Germans,
it's growing
when you
a lot.
When you lived here in Germany, you feel it, I'm sure, that we are very structured and organized.
Yeah.
And always want to have safety.
Yeah. Not a lot of risks.
Yeah. And that's the problem in a vertical market. If you want to get into it, you cannot be so structured, organized, and not risk willing.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem. And even if you're asking a lot of people here, they don't know about verticals.
Yeah. Yeah, it hasn't reached all of the world, but it's growing. It will get there.
Does your family watch your verticals?
My parents don't really speak English. And so I send them links and they just see me act and they're like, oh, that's cool. They're not going to watch the whole thing. They have no idea what I'm saying. And they don't have Spanish subtitles, so. And I'm not going to put subtitles on the stuff and send it to them. No. So much work.
Oh, come on. Just for your parents.
I'm sure we are months away from AI being able to do it for them. Just like dubbing it to Spanish. Like, I'm good.
Have you ever watched one of your verticals? In total?
Yeah.
Because I was told from a lot of actors that they don't watch their own verticals.
I mean, we had a screening for Game of Choice.
I know, there was on, wasn't it on Halloween's Eve?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Because Megan from Real Real Drama was there. And she's one of the recap ladies.
Nice.
She told me about that. And I saw it. Wasn't
awesome.
It live screened somewhere? I think it was on YouTube, live screamed or stuff like that.
I don't know about that, but
I saw that.
It was great. I had a great time. And yeah, so I got to watch it there. I normally don't like watching myself on screen. But whenever there's like a watch party or it's like, oh, you know, like I need to get my footage. If I think I did a good job, I want it. Keep it for like a show reel or something like that.
Are you the type of reading reviews when you were tagged in?
No, I did social media for too long and I think it affects me if I start like reading.
Not you good know, for your mental health?
No, not at all. It's like, it's so funny how you can read 1,000 comments saying, wow, I love you. You're the best. You're great. And then one comment saying, hey, you're shit.
I know. I was told lately in one comment, I don't want to name it exactly what, but.
And it's like, what? It ruins your whole day.
Or if you're enough self-confident, you know, as a lecturer at the university, I have every time students, they don't like me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't need them to earn my money, but they need me to pass their examinations. You know what I mean? So,
like, I feel like if somebody were to say, hey, I don't like you because of this. That's fine.
Yeah, if it's
constructive, at least I know.
Critic.
If they not even. If it's just like, oh, fuck you. You are something. X. I don't like you. Okay, cool. At least I know. But if I have somebody saying they don't like me because of something that I believe is wrong, I'm like, that sucks because I don't have the opportunity to show you otherwise because we don't know each other. And it just pisses me off. And it's just like, I'd rather not see it.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay, makes sense. Makes sense. Totally. So how did you get into acting?
That's a good question. I think I always kind of knew. It was always like
the entertainer.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I would dress up as like Superman and go play with the boxes and like being like a spaceship and stuff. And then I was always told, oh, you're such an actor. You're going to be an actor one day. And I was like, no, I want to be a brain surgeon.
Then you could have done my brain surgery. I had brain surgery already.
There we go. But I would probably still be in, no, I'm 32. I wouldn't be still in school. But it would have taken a minute. And I kind of like denied my destiny in that way. And I went to find myself and I went traveling around Europe backpacking. And then I was like, no, I think I want to be an actor. And so it was full circle.
Did you acting stuff in school already? School theater or stuff like that?
No, I did a couple plays and stuff in school, but it wasn't, we didn't really have a theater department in my school. I
So
did a couple like,
how did you then get prepared for being an actor?
well, I think, and I think a lot of people would agree, I think the best thing you can do for acting is live a rich life, live as many different lives as you can. And I feel like all that traveling and all those like different jobs I did and all these like countries I've been in and all these people I've met, I feel like that enriched my database of different things that I can use in my acting now. And so it was, I went to school in Australia in 2014, I think, for acting. And so once I had the basics for acting, it was just using what I had learned through living. And I think those two things are crucial. And
So
that's why I think a lot of child actors don't get to be good actors as adults because they only know set and they haven't really lived a
Makes
rich
sense.
life.
Yeah. So are these verticals good for you because of the fast pace to get more learning by doing experience?
I mean, I yes and no. I think it's great to have that fast pace because then whenever you have anything else, you're so ready. You're so on top of your shit. You can memorize things like that. And you know, after shooting for 12 hours a day every day, you go into something and you shoot for 5 hours and you're done and you're like, you have all the energy in the world and every
That
other
was
people
it?
might be
What?
tired. Yeah, that other people might be exhausted. And so I think we have an advantage in that sense that we are like on it and we keep the reps in. But I, at the same time, I feel like a lot of these stories are so similar, that I think the challenge, and I think a lot of us do this well, and I think I've been doing a good job, but I think the challenge is not to get stuck into doing the same. Like our challenge is to every time take it as something completely different, even if the story is the same, make different choices, bring different physicalities to the character, and keep that open mind so you don't stuck yourself into something because then once you get a bigger project, you're gonna be in that soap opera mentality and you're like stuck.
What would be a really challenging role for you in the vertical space to do?
Challenging, that's the word.
Maybe playing
Wait, let me.
someone super weak, or maybe playing someone, I don't know, deaf or blind or whatever.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool. That would actually be a good challenge. I mean, yeah, let me think. I feel like I have a better answer to that if you give me like
I'm
I
fine.
mean
I have time.
I mean, probably it'd be very challenging to perform as as an athlete, because like I'm the kind of person I'm very perfectionist. So if I'm gonna be playing an athlete and Brian, I can only play that sport okay, that would piss me off. And so I would go and like watch professional athletes. I would try to like copy. I would just like practice so much before the role because I want to be able to portray athlete level movement and representation,
Would
if
it
that
be the
makes sense.
same with the cooking vertical? Because I love to cook. I published
I'm a
my own
great cook.
cookbook. And yeah, I published my own cookbook. No, just asking. I watched cooking verticals where the so-called two-star chefs weren't even using a knife correctly.
Yeah. No, I've seen those. I think I know exactly who you're talking about. We're not gonna name names,
Nope.
but yes, I that would piss me off. like if I was that actor, I would be like, all right, I'll look up a bunch of videos and like literally check the script, be like, okay, I'm gonna be chopping this. I'm gonna be directing people in the kitchen. How do they do that? How do they call it? Like, what is a sous chef? What is a, you know, like every single position, try to have an understanding of how a kitchen works and how you command a kitchen. I think those are very important things to me. Even if it was a vertical, I was still put in the work in that sense.
So you said you can cook. What's your favorite meal you cook? Or what kind of kitchen do you like to cook?
So I'm it's a bit of a mixture. I have just dishes that I enjoy cooking. But you know how like once you know how to cook, it's kind of you can really do anything if you know kind of the ingredients you can
Like a
use.
toolbox.
Right. I think one of my favorite things to cook is tagliatelle al ragù, like pasta bolognese.
Self-made pasta.
What's that?
Self-made pasta.
Oh well, no, because I would love to. I don't want to have my kitchen full of flour. I can do it. I have a pasta maker. I just don't want to. It's a mess. Like every time you make dough, I just don't make dough at home. I can make my own bread too. It's just such a mess.
What's wrong with you?
I don't want flour all over my kitchen. That's what's wrong with me.
You can use flour properly. You don't have to spill it all
No, it's
over
gonna
your
be
kitchen.
everywhere. It's gonna be
No.
everywhere. But I make the ragu from scratch. And that's kind of
And you
enough for me.
don't make your pasta by yourself. Oh,
I
that's a
know.
minus
Soup.
point, Brian. Sorry, that's a big minus.
Okay. what else? Shakshuka. Shakshuka is a really good one of my favorite. What else? Paella. So it's like very kind of like European. I do like a really good fried rice too.
Oh yes. Are you
Yeah,
more
it's just like a mixture.
do you like desserts?
Empanadas, Argentinian empanadas. I make really good ones. Desserts, not huge on dessert, no.
Okay.
I don't have a big sweet tooth
I love to pay to bake.
to bake.
I even bake a bit better than cooking.
Wow.
I cooked here in Germany in a few TV shows for 2-star chefs. That was really fun.
Wow.
That was so fun. You know, it was kind of challenging. You get a whole bunch of ingredients and you had to make out in 40 minutes. There are three type of meals. It's
Hell
really
yeah.
great. It was so fun. You know, some of the people who can cook, but more noodles with, you know, the super basic ones, are always asking me, why did you do these TV shows? And I said, I really love the challenge. You don't know what you get as an ingredients, and then you make out of it in 40 minutes for a 2-star chef, and he tells you directly if he hates it or if he likes it.
Kind of fun.
Yeah, it could be fun. As long as they liked what you cooked, because otherwise 4 or 5 million TV viewers see that a 2-star chef tells you, I don't like your shit. That's not so cool.
Fair, but I think what's fun is to just you have a limited amount of resources and you kind of have to make it work. And I don't know, it's kind of like in life, you have like in the fridge, what do you have to make lunch today? And you
Are
kind
you
of
good
figure
at
it out.
this? Are you good at this? Looking
I
in the
think so.
fridge, what? Because some people are so structured and organized. No, I only eat what I bought in the ingredients. And I said,
No, you just like eat, I mean, you have a protein, maybe a starch, some veggies, and then what flavor profiles go well together, what spices to use, and then the cooking method, you can change it around depending on what those ingredients are. But it's just like,
so I see
and
you
not
are
to say
not the
that some,
recipe cooker.
no, I mean, sometimes if I'm doing something new, then yeah,
Yes,
then I can
but
play
more
around.
freestyle.
Once I do the recipe, I know how to play around with it.
Yes.
And sometimes I fuck up and sometimes I make something that's not
Me
great.
too. Me too. That happened sometime.
You
That
know, but
you
that's how you
taste it
learn.
and you thought like, what?
That's right.
Okay,
That's
so
right.
question. When you said sometimes it doesn't turn out good, you ever shot a vertical and thought after shooting it, what the heck was that? I didn't expect it to turn it out that way. In a positive or negative way, surprisingly.
Well, I, for example, Game of Choice, I feel like it came out even better than we all thought. Like, we all thought it was going to be pretty cool because it was different. But once we were filming, we're like, holy shit, this is like next level. Mm-hmm. So that in a good way. And then if it's a bad way, I'm not going to name the name, obviously.
No,
but I
no.
do feel like there were, a couple verticals that I shot where the script was fine. And then once we were shooting it, it was just shot in a way that it was just not tasteful. And I was like, oh, I wish I wouldn't have done that. I don't want that scene out there.
And sometimes the post-production ruined totally a vertical because of a bad sound or...
Ugh, I hate when they do that.
And it happens really often.
All the time.
And I'm sometimes wondering, what are they doing in post-production? Don't they review what they finished in work?
But it's a multi-billion-dollar industry.
It's all about time and money.
No, but like, think about it. Even if we don't like it, that doesn't mean that that sound is not doing something to the brains of most people watching that makes them watch it more and pay for more of these.
Oh, you think
because it's working?
You think more psychological manipulation,
or just like if they think that in this part of the show people start drifting off and looking away and doing something else, the sound brings you back to watching, to looking at the screen. And look, I wouldn't be surprised if eventually, or even right now, the camera of your phone, because these are watched in your phone, the camera of your phone is actually observing your eyes. And when they look away, they have that data and they're like, okay, at this minute, 65% of the people watching looked away. So that means that this minute was boring. In the next one, in this minute, we need to add something more entertaining. You know what I mean? I feel like that
you
is...
You think that's so strategic, what they are doing?
Yes, 100%. If they're not doing it right now, they're thinking about doing it right now.
Huh.
And this is not conspiracy theory. This is things... Because I love to keep up with, like, technology updates and, like, what the big companies are doing. And this is things that people are talking about right now. This is not...
I have a lot of students, you know, I'm also some students writing bachelor thesis and I look over it. And so, and there were lately so many KI one, you know, with all this AI stuff and stuff like that in the industry, how it takes over. Really interesting themes, but sometimes the things you are reading in this bachelor thesis are kind of scary because when I started business informatics, you know, I finished it in 2004. There was the whole informatic on IT technology right
at AI the beginning. Changed everything.
Absolutely.
Like everything you learned in that degree, useless right now, probably.
Mostly
in front of AI, like
mostly.
Mostly. Yeah, it served you up until now, and now AI is about to change everything. Yeah,
from scratch.
I mean, and that applies to every career,
mm-hmm.
not just the one.
Yeah,
you
we
want
see AI translated scripts. You know, that's just a small point in the vertical industry, for example.
Even us actors, I feel like we're in danger.
Oh, yes, I saw this whole discussion bunch with
gonna
AI
take time. It's
going to
take time. And,
actor.
But I think at the end of the day, the way they're going to get to us is because it's going to be so much cheaper. It's like, hey, do you want to watch a human movie for $35, $40 or an AI movie for $2? What do you think people are going to watch?
You know, it's the same with all these anime stuff. They don't need sometimes real actors for it.
Well, anime? But anime takes so much work. It's human made.
But I'm not sure if that wouldn't AI can do.
I mean, sure. I think Japan has very strict, I think Japan, the government of Japan has very strict rules, and they were like, no, we're not. But that doesn't mean that other countries are not going to do anime with AI.
Look, for example, on all these Pixar movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No actors are needed. Okay, so you have to get a second part in your life, maybe started the script writing about the stories you told me.
No, I think what's going to happen is, as it always does, there's going to be some AI movies and some human movies, and the competition's going to get so much worse for us. But I want to be part of that, the people that keep doing human movies, and I want to have a studio, and I want to produce movies written and made by humans. And just like we have studios today, like Leica Studios doing stop motion animation, which is not necessary anymore. It's an old technology. There's still an art form in that, and they keep doing it and we keep watching it. And so I think that's going to, you know, it's not going to be as much as right now, but there's still going to be some, and I want to be a part of that.
One last question before I will ask you the 5 question quickie.
Okay.
What has acting taught you for life?
What has acting taught me for life?
Yeah.
I mean, so many things. I feel like in a way you get to explore parts of yourself because this character demands it, parts that you would never explore on your own. And that allows you to tap into that when you're not in that character. So for example, being more emotionally aware and emotionally vulnerable. If you are somebody who's like very, are you talking about me specifically?
What has changed in your life or your personality maybe?
Yeah, I think it's definitely made me more vulnerable, and I am somebody that's not scared to talk about what I'm feeling and talk about my feelings and express them. And I think that's because I've played roles that did that. And I'm like, oh, that felt good in a way. And I can do that in an everyday life. I don't need to like bottle up things. At the same time, I feel like it definitely helped me be more confident as well. Like playing a confident role is like, oh, I have it in me. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like this is so funny, but I feel like I used to be the kind of person that wouldn't be able to go and approach a girl at an event or a bar. It's like, I would feel so shy. It's like, it feels so weird, but I've done it so many times in these like verticals and like in acting that I feel like now it wouldn't be a problem. I could just like walk up to someone and be like, hey, what's up? You know? And it's like, it's because of acting, because I've explored that part of myself and I felt safe in a safe environment.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's a huge part of humanity. It's essentially exposure therapy, where you do it, you do the thing you're scared of in a safe environment. And so you're like, oh, I can do this. It's fine. And so then you do it in a non-safe environment.
Mm. Are you more empathetic because of acting? Because you can think better in different type of characters?
Yeah, 100%. I think, and I think not just because of that, but because of a lot of acting is about the other person, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of acting is reacting to what you're getting from the other person, just listening and being present. And so definitely being present and listening is something I got from acting as well. And that allows you to be more empathetic. That allows you to like think in the other perspective and the perspective of the person you're talking to.
Interesting. So 5 question quickie.
All right.
I asked you already what's your favorite thing to cook, but I want to know what's your favorite dish to eat.
Ooh, it would probably be a Chinese dish that has no translation. It's called luo si fe. It is a bowl of noodles, rice noodles, in a snail soup with pickled bamboo that makes it stink. It's delicious. It's sour and spicy. It's the noodles are soft and it has crunchy like fried soybeans and like coriander and mushrooms, and you can add meat to it if you want. It is so good, and it's the quintessential midnight snack in China. But
can
it will
you do
stink
it on
up
your own?
No, yeah, it would be very complicated because it has so many You could, but it would be, I would say no. You can probably find it in an Asian supermarket,
Okay.
in an instant form. You just like add water and put it in the microwave or whatever.
One thing I'm interesting, why did you learn Mandarin,
I was
by the
bitten
way?
by a radioactive fortune cookie. No, I lived in China for 7 years.
7 years, okay.
I had a food channel there. I was doing social media and I ate for a living.
Really? Okay, so what about a cookbook?
My mom wrote a cookbook and I'm like, I don't know. Maybe one day. I don't have
That's a
enough
good
of
thing.
my own recipes.
Yes,
Maybe one
please.
day.
I wanna have fun.
Because I would have to like sit down and figure out what I'm actually doing. I eyeball everything. I don't know the amounts that I use.
I had the same problem when I did my cookbook. And you know how hard it was? I was cooking, 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 cooking. Yeah, a bit of this, a bit of that. Oh shit. How many grams? Huh. Okay, I have
Yeah,
to
just
cook it
put a
again.
bit.
I have to cook
Just
it
write
again.
a bit in the book.
No, I did it again and I was really
Well,
stinky
maybe that's a
and
good way of writing a cookbook. Be like, hey, listen, you need to learn how to eyeball shit. So you're gonna put a bit of
I
this,
have
two bits of that, a
to
little bit more of that.
No. I love to cook like that, to be honest, but
And
no,
that's the only way, in my opinion.
I was
Unless it's
very
baking.
disciplined.
It's hard to eyeball baking. You have to be very precise with baking, I feel.
No, I never used a recipe for
That's crazy. That's wild.
There, it's more the feeling, you know, if the dough is right consistent.
Okay.
That's a good feeling. Total other question. Do you have any comfort movie you watch?
Comfort movie.
Maybe a childhood memory movie, or maybe a movie when you have a bad day, you rewatch it and you feel better, or stuff like that.
No, I'm not good at rewatching things. I feel like the closest thing to what you're saying is a show, not a movie, and it
Okay.
would be Community. It's a comedy by Dan Harmon. So good. So good.
I don't
It's
know this guy.
so silly. It's so silly and it's hilarious. I want Dan Harmon to go back to doing live action because he's doing cartoons now, which are also hilarious. But Rick and Morty, he made Rick and Morty. This was
Oh.
before Rick and Morty. I've seen that show, I think, 3 times.
Okay. Okay. A
Yeah.
show is also fine. I'm not the, to be honest, I'm not really the movie type.
Okay.
So for me, it's also more like a show. Do you have any special kind of music you like? Actually, a favorite song, maybe? If you have lived in Asia for so long, are you the karaoke type?
No, I can't sing for shit.
That's the thing on karaoke.
No, but it's embarrassing. I
But the Asian
embarrass
people
myself.
love to do
Yeah, but there are
karaoke.
really good singers. And so it's annoying. They're like, I'm like, oh, I can't sing. And they're like, oh, we don't sing either. And then you get there and everyone's a fucking singer. And you're like, well, fuck y'all. I'm out.
Okay, not even the shower singer? No?
Sometimes I will sing, but whenever I know nobody's listening and
Not
nobody
even
will
your
ever.
Scully neighbor.
Well, he's not gonna, let's say he's not gonna tell anyone about it.
Okay. Huh, got it.
I don't think I have a favorite song. No, I change my music taste changes all the time, and I things that I used to love hearing right now, I just wouldn't be able, like, I would just put it on and be like, I listen to that so much that I am good. Big
What
fan of
type of
lo-fi.
music style?
Do you know Emotional Oranges, FKJ, Leisure, Jungle, stuff like that? Very
Okay.
chill.
Chilly Willy. Kind
Chilly
of.
Willy. I've never heard that before, but maybe.
Maybe Chilly. No, it's Chilly Willy. You never heard about that? Okay, maybe it's a.
Is that a genre or a band?
No! It's. if you say about something it's chilly willy, means something like it's cozy.
Okay. Never heard that before.
No?
Chilly willy. I'll use it.
It's chilly willy.
I'll take it from her. I'll
so
steal it.
So totally easy, chilling vibes, stuff like that.
Okay.
Oh, my dog is awake. Hello. So from all out of your verticals you've done so far, which one would you advise someone who never saw a vertical to watch?
So the question is something that represents verticals or something that I know they're going to like, or
something you are proud of, you did
that
as
I'm
a
in.
Vertical. Yeah, of yours. Vertical of yours.
There's one I like a lot. I mean, Game of Choice was great to watch, to play and to watch, but I don't know that it represents verticals. Like, it's so unique and it's in,
yeah,
in
it's so
that
special.
Way,
it's really
in the vertical
special,
space, right? That it wouldn't be the first one I would tell somebody to watch. But I did this one called Hello from the Past. It's on Drama Shorts. And I think it's my favorite currently.
Because of the storyline or because of what?
This storyline, I think it was very grounded, and it was, I think we all did a great job in that. And the DP was also fantastic. The DP was also the casting director and also the director of, not the director, the producer, Boris, Ukrainian guy, love him to death. And yeah, there was just so much, we had a blast. We were all like, that felt like making a film. It wasn't just a business thing. We were all making a film that was like, we were having fun. We were all working together, great chemistry between
was it
everyone.
A whole Ukrainian production company or only
yeah. So most
Amo
people
Pictures
were,
or what?
I don't remember the name. It was in Atlanta.
Okay.
We
no,
shot
I'm
in
just
Atlanta.
Asking because a good friend of mine, she's running the Ukrainian actors and actresses fandom.
Okay.
And she does also some chats with people who already worked with Ukrainian actors, actresses together or production team just to get to know how it felt to work in the Ukraine or with the Ukrainian people. That's what I'm asking. If it was a whole Ukrainian production company.
Yeah, it was a whole Ukrainian production. And director was from India, I believe. Anish, great guy. Freaking love him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, last question. We spoke a bit about it. You said action, but which genre you want to see more on you in the vertical space? What do you think? What will
action and comedy
fit?
Action comedy and maybe even action comedy. So like
action,
Rush Hour kind of thing.
Action comedy.
Like silly action. Like Naked Gun, Rush Hour.
Naked Gun.
Shit like that. Yeah,
yeah, makes
that's
sense.
That's my jam. I would love to see more of that and to be in stuff like that.
Would you be in a Western? I want to see more of the
yeah.
classic old
yeah,
Western ones.
Right. I don't look good in a hat though.
Yeah, you can be a robbery. You don't know where to have a hat.
Yeah, yeah, we can make it work.
You know, in
and
Western vertical,
right,
robbery and stuff make totally sense.
Yeah, maybe the right hat works. Cowboy hat, some cowboy boots.
Can you ride a horse? Yeehaw!
Yeah,
huh.
Hell yeah,
huh.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that'd be fun.
You know the old one with the saloon and
yeah,
a sheriff and
the doors that you push
can
open.
Can you throw a lasso?
I've never done it before, but I'm sure I can figure it out.
Would make sense for that. There were no sword fighting. You should be good at the gun and a lasso.
Yeah, okay, I'll do it. Gun I can do. No problem.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
No, because I think lately, I thought Danny Farber was directing a Western one lately. I saw some
maybe.
BTS.
Yeah,
so
they have been a couple.
Badly. I'm hoping so badly for new genres, I can tell you.
I know.
I can tell you.
But I can also, I've heard that a lot of platforms are working on it. They're trying to get new. Everyone's tired of the
Also,
werewolf
okay, not for you, but
musical.
also musicals. So many actors are so great singers.
Yeah, but at the same time, we got to give the audience what they want. And
Yeah, I will
if
win
we
the,
do.
you know, I will win the lottery and then it's all fine. Then I can
No,
do
but like at the
whatever I
same time, I'm
want.
saying if they do one musical and it doesn't do well, we're never gonna see a musical again because
I
it's,
know.
you know what I mean? Like it's data driven. So I'm
I don't
happy
know.
if we don't have any musicals because I can't sing for shit. But they can always AI it, you know? I can just move my mouth. I can just.
Why not? You. I was told lately, and I was totally shocked about it, that there are some ab stunts. If you haven't a trained body, you get an ab stunt, ab double.
Yeah.
Maybe there are voice double for singing.
Sure. I just need to move my mouth. Love that.
All you
Great.
have to try to sing. That's it, Brian.
Beautiful.
I thank you so much for your time and talking to me. It was really a pleasure.
Course, it was a pleasure. Yeah, I had a great time.
And I'm looking forward to see a lot of verticals with you in it, maybe. And I will let you know when I win the lottery, you know.
Please do. I'll be waiting.
I will give you a short information.
Great.
Hopefully then your
Thank
green
you.
card thing is all done, that you can hop over to Europe.
Beautiful. Love that.
Thank you, Brian. Have a great weekend and thanks for your time.
Right back at you. Thank you so much.
Bye.
All right. Bye bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.